Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, for the first time in more than 800 years, the skyline of the city of Paris looks different tonight, with Notre Dame Cathedral on its way to burning to the ground. Tragic. And equally sad for us, it's tax day.
Guess what day it is?
It's time to pay
Uncle Sam.
Taxes are due.
They take our taxes.
I want to get my taxes done before the deadline.
Got a bit of a problem with you doing your taxes during the show.
Nobody likes to pay taxes.
You want me to get audited by the IRS?
The deadline for my tax return is midnight.
Better get started.
It's showtime!
Indeed it is. Boy, so much going on and a ton of things to talk about today. Politics. What happened in France today with the fire at Notre Dame, and, of course, the historic Sunday at Augusta National Golf Club yesterday with Tiger Woods getting his fifth green jacket 22 years after his first one. Pretty amazing. Crowd at Augusta thought so, too.
The return to glory.
You know, just the whole tournament, just unreal. It has meant so much to me over the years, the way it all transpired today. There were so many different scenarios that could have transpired on that back nine. There were so many guys who had a chance to win. I hit some of the best shots on that back nine today. I just flushed it coming home. It was that's a nice feeling.
Yeah, pretty amazing. And if you watched Tiger Woods' news conference in the Masters Press Center, boy, it was pretty moving. You know, here's a guy who obviously made mistakes, had a beautiful family, cheated on his wife, ended up with a messy divorce, soiled his reputation, his character was besmirched. Then he had all the physical problems. And managed to come back from those with the back 2 years ago at the Masters dinner. They were saying that he told many of the former champions who were there, you know, that he was probably done, never going to be able to play again. And then he got the back fusion surgery, and he is back in more ways than one. Winning the Masters at 13 under par, I had taken Tiger before the tournament started as my favorite. I targeted the winning score at 15 under par, and I missed that by two. Tiger Woods' first victory in a major since the U.S. Open in June of 2008, almost 11 years ago. So, Jack, don't look over your shoulder, because somebody may be gaining. He is now just three major wins. Yesterday was his 15th. He is now just three major wins behind the Golden Bear, Jack Nicklaus, who has 18, and I wouldn't bet against his chances against winning another major again this year. I mean, the next two majors are played at Bethpage Black on Long Island, scene of one of Tiger's previous wins, and Pebble Beach. It's where the U.S. Open will be played and where Tiger won it in record-setting fashion back in the day. Tiger saying it's overwhelming. Well, in fact, here's a little bit more about what he had to say.
It's overwhelming. I think it's just because of what has transpired. And last year, I was just very lucky to be playing again. And but it's just unreal for me to experience this. I mean, my mom was here. She was there in 97 as well. I mean, there's my dad. I mean, he shouldn't have been there that year. He was recovering from a heart attack and heart surgery. And now my little boy, Charlie, the embrace, it's just special. Just to have them here, luckily I was able to win.
Yeah. He took advantage of the opportunities. You know, the other guys, Francesco Molinari, Brooks Koepka, some of the others that were contending for the lead, made a mistake, and Tiger didn't, and brought it home. Pretty amazing. If you're wondering about the money, the total purse for the Masters was $11.5 million. Tiger pocketed more than $2 million for winning. The runners-up, DJ, Dustin Johnson, who birdied, four of the last six holes? Xander Schauffele and Brooks Koepka each got about $869,000. Oh, and another guy who never swung a club during the Masters won about half of what Tiger did. Tiger, not the only big winner after the conclusion of the final round of the Masters at Augusta National. Bookmakers in Nevada and New Jersey listed Tiger among the top tier of contenders at around 12-1. Last Tuesday, a better capitalized on the odds at a William Hill U.S. sportsbook in Nevada. This guy's got to be a professional gambler. Putting an $85,000 wager on Woods to win in Augusta at 14-1 odds. The payout, $1.19 million, the largest golf ticket loss in the history of the sports book, according to the company. It's great to see Tiger back, William Hill, U.S. Director of Trading, said in a statement. It's a painful day for William Hill and company, our biggest golf loss ever, but a great day for golf. And typically, with a big bet like this, they'll weigh it off with some other sports books as well, so they don't take the entire hit. But pretty amazing. $1.19 million on an $84,000 bet. I wonder if that was that guy that's on Jeopardy right now. He's a professional sports gambler. You know, it's obviously it's somebody with some heavy-duty coin who puts down an $85,000 bet. But, man. So, in on the text line, 71307. And by the way, Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063WORD.com. Some more on the fire in Paris today at Notre Dame. Here are a few of the man on the street interviews.
There was a little bit of a panic as it started to happen, and then we just saw smoke start to billow up from the cathedral. We saw the flames come up from the cathedral. We caught it just after it had started. We actually saw the smoke first to begin with.
Now, here's a question. The fire started about noon, our time. The first response from fire department trucks, vehicles, and firemen, an hour and a half to 2 hours later? What's up with that? Now, I realize this is a really congested area, you know, but wow, this is Notre. What about your contingency plans for if Notre Dame catches on fire? They have any of those? Do they have a playbook for that?
I was reading the Fox News scroll, and it said it actually started right after the it closed for the day.
Oh, okay.
Of the guests and whatnot.
Yeah. More on this. They're doing construction, and they were saying that they believe the fire began in that construction area. There was some French politician was on with Shep Smith, and he said the wrong thing, and Shep cut him off. Post-haste. We'll talk about that and more when we come right back here on the Bobby Mack Show, Monday edition on 106.3 WORD. Congratulations, El Tigre.
Bob McLean.
Welcome back. And for our Catholic friends, on this must be one of the most traumatic days of your life. And for Christians everywhere, it must be as well to watch these televised scenes of Notre Dame Cathedral, the spire falling, burning to the ground. It's truly heart-wrenching. I mean, here is one of the most iconic symbols in Christendom. Another being, of course, the Vatican. And they were saying initially the early reports, as I mentioned before we went to the break, that because of the ongoing refurbishing that was being done to Notre Dame, that they believe that was the source of the fire. It was interesting because Shep Smith had some French politician on with him. I'm not sure who it was, and I didn't get to hear the exact verbiage of the comment that he made, but it was obvious from Shep Smith's reaction that he had speculated something about Islamic terrorism, because Shep Smith was quick to cut him off and dump his phoner from Paris and make a remark about how, you know, it doesn't serve anyone to speculate about what the cause of the fire may be. You were going to say, Moneypenny?
Yeah, a blurb just went across Fox News that the fire has now seemed to spread to the rectangle towers.
Oh, geez.
Or to one of them so far.
Where were the firemen when this happened? An hour and a half or more before any water was put on this place? Incomprehensible. Bobby, did you see the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is on fire? Yes. First thing that popped into my mind was it being an act of terrorism. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to speculate that that's what it was, but certainly you can't dismiss it out of hand. With all the jihadist attacks that have occurred in France, with the no-go zones in Paris where the cops, the gendarmes, don't even go into these Muslim enclaves. It would be illogical to not consider the possibility of Islamic terrorism as being having some culpability here. But, boy, it's absolutely heartbreaking. In on the text line, Paris la Cathédrale de Notre-Dame, I'm crushed that she was allowed to burn unattended for at least an hour, from what I heard earlier today from Katie Danner. They were saying on Fox for an hour and a half and 2 hours before any water was ever poured on this. Abab, a female jihadist, was sentenced April 12th for a variety of terror plots, including bombing Notre Dame. Sources, Jihad Watch, I suspect terrorism. We don't know. I guess when they conduct an investigation, we may find out, or we may not. You know, given the political atmosphere, this may be the last thing that they want to tell us the truth about. Wouldn't surprise me in the least, you know, if it's an accidental fire set off by construction workers. Bobby, my money is on Muslims in Western Europe, from Richard. Bobby, that noise that could be heard as Notre Dame burned was cheering, coming all the way from the Muslims in the Middle East to France and from the rest of the Muslims in Western Europe. I'm sorry, I got the last half of that text message first. Bob, an hour and a half response time sounds like socialized firefighting. Bobby, watching the live stream of the fire, started around 7 Paris time. First responders there well before an hour. Not sure when, but was nowhere near that big a delay. Well, then how come we couldn't see any water being poured on the fire? I mean, I'm sure what you're saying is right, but we certainly didn't see any evidence. I didn't see any evidence of it. Oh, jeez. You know, this is... in a differing kind of way, as traumatic as 9/11, with a building burning and falling, the spire falling. Thank God 3,000 people didn't die in this one, as Representative Omar said, because somebody did something. Bobby, a Facebook friend shared this. At this rate, the Democrats will subpoena Trump's tax records and determine that he is due a refund. Gotcha. Hey, Bobby, how about all those racist white people cheering for Molinari? This country is so racist. Surely they weren't cheering for Tiger winning. Oh, yeah. By the way, they were cheering for a black man. USA is not a racist nation. I agree. You know, most people go about their daily lives and would just prefer to have the government just leave them the heck alone. Bob Shepard Smith announced earlier he would not report any conspiracy reports of Notre Dame, yet he does the opposite every day about President Trump. What a joke this guy is. Agreed. Bob, half the country and that racist president of ours were watching and cheering for Tiger Woods yesterday, and all I could think of, what a racist country. Yeah, exactly. Bobby, Omar needs to be careful, all right. Her imam or the Democrat Party may have her bumped off for political gain. That's exactly how Muslims and Democrats do things. And I believe that, get a couple more late arrivals. Bobby, it's a holiday in France, so there was not any work going on. Firefighters were probably off duty, too. Well, yeah, but firefighters work every day of the year, including Easter Sunday and Christmas morning. Now, at least they do in this country. I assume they do in France as well. I mean, I know they take, 2 months off in the summer? But holy cow. Bobby reminds me of Advent Methodist burned down on Woodruff Road last year. Total loss, but soon to reopen. We always come back. Bob, being this is Holy Week, my money is on terrorism. TJ from Spartanburg. So, Bob, I guess somebody's in France did, quote, some stuff, end quote. Hey, Bobby, let's watch and see if they build a mosque where Notre Dame used to stand. Bobby, almost every cathedral I've ever visited in Europe burned down at some point in history, sometimes several times, and always rebuilt grander, praying for the same outcome here. Jeez. And from the Truth Hurts text message department, Bobby, it looks as if the French fight fires as well as they fought Nazis. Like I said, the truth is painful. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Patrick's ready to go in the news center with the latest on the fire in Paris. I'm right back on the other side. Democrat polling numbers are in. Which of the trying to get leftist more than the next guy or gal is in the lead? We'll update you coming up.
Excellent.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 3:35, 25 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We are watching the live video from Fox News here in the studio this afternoon. Sun has gone down, and the Parisian skyline is lit up by the burning blaze of the site that was Notre Dame Cathedral. And now, apparently, the fire has spread to at least one of the other buildings. Spire, of course, has already fallen. This is really traumatizing. The Fox News story, a famed Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris engulfed in flames today, leading to the collapse of the structure's main spire. The intense flames leaped out from two of its bell towers minutes before the spire collapsed, later spreading to one of the cathedral's iconic rectangular towers. A church spokesman told French media, all of Notre Dame's cathedral's frame is burning. After the spire collapsed, everything is burning. Nothing will remain from the frame, said the spokesman for the church. Dramatic video showing black smoke billowing from the top of the cathedral as firefighters furiously worked to contain the flames. The sight stopped pedestrians in their tracks along the Seine River, which passes under the cathedral. A woman who only identifies herself as Sun Online tweeted a 15-second clip of the blaze, claiming she was around the scene when the fire first started. OMG, it keeps getting bigger and bigger so fast. I'm leaving now, but in case it catches up to the crowd, I'm high at least my last moments in Paris. We're in Paris, she wrote. The mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, called it a terrible fire. Emotion in the whole nation, thoughts for all Catholics and for all French. The president, who is highly unpopular, Emmanuel Macron, tweeted, like all our countrymen, I'm glad to see this. I'm sad to see this part of us burn. The deputy mayor said the cathedral has suffered colossal damage. Paris Emergency Services said they were trying to salvage the artwork stored in the cathedral. I think they have two floors of artwork there. Flames rise during a fire, and then have a description of a picture. The fire department was fighting the flames while the area near the cathedral was being cleared. And as you might imagine, it attracted a huge crowd of onlookers standing by stupefied, unable to believe what they were seeing. It was not immediately clear what caused the fire. Notre Dame was undergoing a $6.8 million renovation project with some sections under scaffolding. Bronze statues were removed last week for the ongoing work. Sources told Fox News it appears the fire was related to recent construction done at the cathedral. President Macron canceled a planned televised speech to the nation in light of the terrible fire underway at the cathedral. An official at the president's office said President Trump tweeting about the fire, writing it was horrible to watch the massive fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Perhaps flying water tankers could be used to put it out. Must act quickly. Cardinal Dolan here in America tweeted, I just went next door to our own beloved cathedral, St. Patrick's, to ask the intercession of Notre Dame, Our Lady, for the cathedral at the heart of Paris and of civilization now in flames. God preserve this splendid house of prayer and protect those battling the blaze. Located in the center of Paris, the Gothic cathedral, which dates back to the 12th century, attracts millions of tourists each year. The cathedral, home to incalculable works of art and world's most famous tourist attractions, and of course featured in Victor Hugo's novel, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Whew. Wow. Someday, this has been someday, some weekend as well. Now, Bobby, is it a common terrorist tactic to ambush first responders? Maybe that's why the fire department was an hour and a half late. Bobby stopped listening to Shepard Smith some time ago because he never shut down ridiculous speculation about President Trump or the GOP in general. I turn you on at 3. Thank you. Appreciate that. Now, Bobby, speaking of Shep Smith on Fox, that segment just as well be named the CNN Hour on Fox. Can't stand that guy. I hear you. Bobby, I also am betting on Islamic terrorism in some way, shape, or form. This cathedral has withstood the test of time, wars, and weather for the last 800 plus years. Only thing missing is terrorism. Also from the text line, Bobby, late response by the Paris Fire Department, likely some delay from making a tough decision. Putting water on it would definitely have destroyed priceless artworks inside, so the delay might be just having to make a tough decision. A decision made too late. Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I get it. It's diminishing returns. But which would you rather lose? The works of art or the entire structure? Not to mention, where's the playbook at Notre Dame for this eventuality? Don't you think they probably had one? And I would certainly assume so, although I know what assuming does. But holy cow, you would think there would be a plan B, C, D, and E for what to do in the event this happens. Bobby, I'm betting on terrorism. It's the last 2 weeks of April, that time of year when these things seem to happen. Bobby, more white people were cheering for Tiger than any others, and it's always been that way. It's true. Bobby, somebody insinuated I was racist because I was pulling for Dustin Johnson yesterday. Nothing wrong with pulling for DJs, a local kid in a sense, you know, from right down the road in Columbia. So, yeah, you know, everybody's got their favorites, but was Tiger far and away the sentimental favorite yesterday, despite all the admitted sins in his life? Bobby, terrible sight to see Notre Dame burning, but isn't it somewhat sad to have suspicions of a terrorist attack? Yeah, it is. But whose fault is that? That we would add to the list of speculatives. And that's all this is speculation. But if you dismiss out of hand terrorism as a cause for this, I know that you're living in the real world. I'm not saying that's who did it. I'm saying it has to be on the list. You know, maybe somebody kicked something over into something flammable that started. But nobody knows right now, but to dismiss out of hand the possibility that terrorism may have played a part in this, I think is sticking your head in the sand. I'm not heartless. However, I simply don't get the significance of losing Notre Dame. I don't understand. What's the big deal? Perhaps you can enlighten me. Well, it's an iconic symbol of Christendom. Been around for more than 800 years. You know, and with the exception of the Vatican, maybe St. Patrick's, you know, in New York, a cathedral there, but it is certainly symbolic. Now, Bobby, I'm waiting for the nut job lefters to somehow blame President Trump for the fire. Well, climate change. You know, there you go. Climate change was responsible, leading to conditions that made it more conducive for Notre Dame to burn. And some of the others are speculative as well. Come on, Bobby. The plan is for the USA to save them again. And if we're going to plow the pages of history, you know, without the French fleet at Yorktown, Cornwallis has another option. British fleet, which was blockaded by the French Navy, can come in, take off Cornwallis's British troops, and they live to fight another day. As it is, he's backed up against the James River and the Chesapeake Bay and the Atlantic Ocean. And he's got nowhere to go. He's got to surrender to George Washington. And that wouldn't have happened without the assistance of La France. Have we paid them back? Many times over. 14 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Welcome back. 3:51 now, 9 before 4. I mean, just from an architectural standpoint, it's heartbreaking to see a building like this burn to the ground. And I'm sure there'll be an intensive investigation as to what happened and why. We'll see what we learn as a result. In on the text line, Bob, Notre Dame survived World War II. The book and the movie, Is Paris Burning?, explains why and who saved it. A fantastic story. Today, we are all Parisians. Bob, the Saudis do not allow non-Muslims to take part in construction jobs that take place in and around Mecca. Think the Catholic Church takes similar precautions? Bobby, the brilliance of the stained glass windows in the cathedral have never been equaled. The recipes were closely guarded secrets, now lost to time. Bobby, that French politician who was on with Shep Smith, said France has several churches attacked or destroyed each week. I don't know if that's true or not, but Shep cut him off. Yeah, dumped him quicker than you can say Jiminy Cricket. Exactly, Bob. President Trump and climate change has caused this. Bobby, did the Hunchback make it out okay? I don't know, is the name Quasimodo ring a bell? Moneypenny cringing. I think I'm up to speed on the text line. Meantime, the lamestream media continues to push as in their role as the number one group to publicize and give good press to the Democrats all across the country. You see Pelosi on 60 Minutes yesterday? Yeah. And the usual softball questions. Here, Nancy, let me toss one underhanded across the plate. Take a big cut at this one. See if you can knock it out of the park. Meantime, the president blasting the House Speaker for defending Representative Ilhan Omar and calling the freshman Democrat anti-Semitic and out of control. Quote, before Nancy, who has lost all control of Congress and is getting nothing done, decides to defend her leader, Representative Omar, she should look at the anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, and ungrateful U.S. hate statements Omar has made. She's out of control, except for her control of Nancy Pelosi. The president's tweets coming after Pelosi announced Sunday she had taken steps to ensure the safety of Omar after the president tweeted a video that combined images of the 9/11 terror attacks with her remarks. The video showed the burning World Trade Center towers and Omar speaking last month at the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CARE, where she said the organization was founded because, quote, some people did something and Muslims were starting to lose access to our civil liberties. Don't you love the way they turn this thing around? Now they're the victims. 3,000 Americans died on 9/11, but now, according to Omar, Muslims are the victims. Truly incredible. To the phones we go. John is going to be our leadoff batter here on Monday. Hi, John, and welcome to the program.
Well, Bob, I thank you for making me leadoff.
Yes, sir.
Well, my only thought is this. I mean, it's real simple. Yeah, that building's been around for a long time. You don't want to lose the antiquity, the history, the artifacts. One of the things that my mind shot to was all the records, the things that you just cannot replace. It's like mom and pop losing their house in a fire.
Sure.
Okay. Now, we're talking about, the delay, hour to an hour and a half, 2 hours, firefighters showing up, all the rest of it. You don't want to lose that antiquity, but did they not have a sprinkler system?
See, that's
my only question, and I'll hang up and listen to you.
Thank you very much, John. I appreciate the call. That also had occurred to me, as a first response to the threat of a fire. Would you not have a sprinkler system in place? And the other aspect of it, the destruction of all of these records, had they all been transferred? Had all that data been stored in some computerized fashion for posterity? You would certainly hope so, but I mean, if they had a sprinkler system in place and it failed to work, that's one thing. But if they failed to take the precaution of protecting an irreplaceable building like the Cathedral of Notre Dame, boy, that's a whole other discussion, isn't it? Hour number two of the Bobby Mac Show is on the way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.